This is where normal comes to die. Mediocrity meets its final demise, and the status quo is unabashedly dismantled. Welcome to Reinvention Radio. Now, here's your host, Steve Ulscher.
And welcome back. Hey, everybody. That's Simpsons thing. Mary Goulet, how are you, Mary Goulet?
Doing great.
You look lovely in the new year.
Oh, thank you.
That is so cool. I love that song. I love that. It's like, I think that should be our new theme song. Do you like that one? That's the that's the WS Radio
theme
song.
Yes, it is.
I love that.
I thought it was just adding some angelic music to it.
Because
her
I'm
answer.
Here.
Because Mary was saying, hello. And Richie Ote, what's up, baby?
How's it going?
Good, man. All right. So we are, well, 2017. We are officially in a new year. And I don't feel much different than last year.
I feel totally different.
Really?
Yes. Tell.
I want to know why. Like, what shifted?
Well, because I was ramping up in the last quarter. So my birthday's in September, and that's my 12-month year.
Wait, when's your birthday again?
September 16th.
September 16th. I got to
thank you very much.
Note card for
you're
Mary.
November 25th, right?
That is very impressive.
And Richard Ote.
I want to know.
Damn.
Mary Goulet.
You're a Gemini?
So May 28th?
No.
Are you a
close.
June Gemini or are you a May Gemini?
June.
You're a June Gemini. June 8th.
June 5th.
Damn it.
June 5th. Okay.
June 5th, 6, 5.
Right in between. It's
Rich.
The holiday in between Cinco de Mayo and 4th of July.
Oh, wow. There you go.
Oh, that helps.
Four,
that narrows it down.
Yeah,
right.
Four, five, four. You know.
Yeah, that's
actually,
cool.
It does. I got it. All right. So 2017, you're feeling because you're ramping it up. You are.
Okay, so
do tell.
So in the last quarter-ish,
yeah.
I start thinking what I want to push forward into the following year, and I put those things into motion, moving it forward right
Ooh.
Away. And then I had a light bulb moment, and didn't go on a diet, but I started changing my because I'm not a foodie. I eat to live. And I just started eating vegetables as my main thing because I don't like fruit really. So it's just vegetables.
Well, fruit is all sugar. So
right?
Definitely better if you don't have that.
And I don't care about sugar. So
but you're eating celery now.
I love it.
But that's just like water. There's like nothing.
Yes,
is there any nutritional value whatsoever to celery?
I think it's fibrous and it does cleanse you, right, Richard?
It's great for your bones too.
Mm-hmm.
I got bones.
You got bones. All right. So
yeah,
you change up the
diet. So broccoli, spinach. And celery, cucumber. I have that for breakfast.
Kale?
I love kale.
Really?
Yes. I juice kale and ginger and
yummy
other things, spinach
and stuff. That
actually
is tasty. So you're doing the juicing thing with this or you're cooking
it? I'm starting the juicing, but I already... So Sterling and I are totally on board. Dave's getting on board. Portia doesn't need enough to anyway, so...
Do you have a garden?
Do I have one?
Mm-hmm. You have like 6 acres in Encinitas. You should be like,
right?
You should have a farm. Like,
let's keep it simple.
No.
That's not where my love and energy goes into.
Okay.
That's why I eat the same thing.
Yeah.
All the time.
But so the diet thing. Okay, so you're thinking about it. Fourth quarter, you're saying.
No, I just woke up and like the right at Christmas, I'm like, you know what? I don't want any, I'm gluten-free pretty much. So I just, no sugar, no gluten. I don't even eat corn tortillas or anything like that anymore. It's all vegetables. And
meat, chicken, fish,
I'll eat enough. I don't like fish. I'll eat enough chicken or beef that will fit in the palm of my hand.
I'm impressed. So are you feeling, how long have you been doing this now? A few weeks, a month? How long have you been doing it?
I did it spotty until New Year's Day, and then I've been... good this whole week.
So how are you feeling this week? Are you going through like sugar withdrawals?
No, because I never was addicted to sugar.
Oh man, I've tried that for like 3 days and I get those headaches. Like who doesn't like, you don't like sugar or you just don't
Since I had my daughter Portia, I'd say a little bit after that, I just, you can put the sugariest stuff, awesome chocolate cakes in front of me. I'm like,
so that pregnancy nicks the sugar gland for you like
pretty
that?
Much.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And yeah, pretty much.
All right. So when you talk about like coming into the new year and what you want to do, so do you also then leave behind things? So if you take things into the new year with you, do you also then look at what was in that year that you didn't want to bring into the new year and you leave that behind?
That's a good question because it only
dawned
on me.
Is it a great question or a good question?
let's say double great.
Okay.
Because it dawned on me today, you know, I'm a big pray person, pray. And I heard this guy say, you know, praying, let me let go of my bitterness that I've been carrying or anything toward about situations in the past
mm-hmm.
with people.
Mm-hmm.
And that I want to leave in the past. I'm trying to clear it energetically out of my system, the hurts, the disappointments, the injustices.
Is that just a matter of not focusing on it, or how do you do it?
Help me out, Richard. Do you know what I mean when you kind of carry the energy of it?
Oh, yeah.
How do you, like, cut it? Because that's what I'm really ready to stop. Because if we are not forgiving another person, it hurts us more than it hurts them.
I usually do. I take that old technique from Tony, the old, you know, make it squeeze down.
Is that
in your
Tony
hands.
The Tiger? Are we
Tony Robbins?
Okay, gotcha.
Come on, the Tony. He is not my guru, by the way.
He doesn't want to be.
You know, kind of where it gets a little woo woo. You shrink it down, the problem, put it in this pan. You know, squish it down, make it in a frisbee, throw it to the sun. You know, just something where it's
like, I need to do some kind of weird emotional ritual about it, because that's sucking the life out of my creativity.
But isn't that also giving it energy, like giving it focused? And that's the opposite of what you want to do, right?
I totally get what you're saying. I think for me, because it doesn't have to be that woo-woo sounding like I just did. It's really more trying to look at it through a different paradigm.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was mentioning to Mary yesterday, you know, sometimes you go, you know, is it annoyance or a disappointment sometimes? Or excuse me, annoyance or a blessing? And I mentioned Olivia, and I said, you know, she comes in my office, she puts this one thing down, she knocks down three things every time. Every time I go in my office, there's these three things knocked down.
Why don't you move those three things?
Well, no, I know, but it doesn't matter where I put them. Like, she likes to play with it.
So, oh, I see. Okay.
Long story short is, that's annoying. But God forbid anything happens to Olivia, I walk in that office, that would be the first thing I would miss, right? So I try to look at things from a different paradigm, and sometimes the woo-woo-y thing is just to see it just enough different to let it go. Not.
Well, you know. I was carrying it as a badge of like, oh yeah, you never, you know, I was like, and it's really like this black ball of energy in my life of hurts that, okay, Mayor.
Mm-hmm. Well, Lena always talks about how like, when you go through, we were talking about the cold, right? We were talking about, because you went to Hawaii, I went to Chicago.
Who was a smart one in that?
Who was a smart one in that? You are much smarter than I. And so I was just thinking, like, you know, when you talk about the cold, and you say you can go back to, you kind of get used to, you get hardened, whatever, it's just kind of in the
steal
DNA.
Thyself.
Steal thyself. But Lena always talks about how that weather kind of makes you stronger. Like, it makes you into a person who can deal with more difficult things.
Resilience,
exactly. So I guess the question is, at some point, do you really want to then squash all of those things that have made you into the person that you are? Isn't there kind of a fine line between using that as fuel to drive you to be whoever that other person is that you want to be versus almost eliminating that from helping you to become the person that you are? Does that make sense?
I think carrying bitterness, grudge or blame or anything like that, or the feeling of injustice. I'm a principled person, and stuff like that makes me really rise up my energy.
Yeah.
But at this situation, it's been several years.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want it in my energetic being anymore. So I don't think it's serving me. I think it protected me for a long time to not let something like that happen again, but I think it's proved its usefulness and I'm done.
So, yeah. Rich,
I think you guys are saying kind of the same thing, just end it different.
So, Rich, as you look at the year, and actually, Wade, you too, just real quick in the last couple of minutes, what's one thing that you're leaving behind? And let me start with you, Wade. What's one thing that you're leaving behind that you're not going to take into this
Could
year?
Could be us.
Yeah, well, some of these people. Okay, you know, pretty much negativity. And I was just going to comment, you know,
because you're declaring this now, we're going to hold you to it.
Right, and so I'm trying to be more positive, but just like Mary was mentioning, how about if we title it Catch and Release? We throw out fishing poles in our lives, we get different stuff. catch it, acknowledge it, good or bad, mm-hmm. but then release it.
Yeah, that's let a good go. Way to look at it.
All right, Richie, what are you yeah. what are you letting go of? What aren't you bringing in 2017?
Could be us.
Well, the joke is my carpet. Woohoo! We got new wood floors, so yay! Got rid of all that. The worst nice. Invention known to man.
Yeah, that's like the most surface answer you could possibly.
Yeah, no,
give
I know that was the joke, but
there's depth.
But it's partially. Leading to where I'm going. I want to get rid of clutter. Clutter in the mind, clutter thoughts, cluttered stuff. Like mm-hmm. I want to move more towards minimalism.
Because carpet collects.
Yep. And that was the...
Yes, things you can't see that yeah. still affect you. Now, Kelly's saying something about... She's doing something next Friday. Maybe she's talking about the food thing.
Okay. Well, we'll have to bring Kelly in on that one. So here's the question for you guys, and please share with us. And again, you can call in at 1-844-MR-BOLD-1. So it's 1-844-MR-BOLD-1. And let us know, what are you leaving behind in... Well, as you look back on 2016, what are you leaving behind from that year? What do you refuse to bring into 2017? Leave us a message there, and we'd love to hear from you. And, of course, if you have any feedback or comments or suggestions. I'm out of time. Unfortunately, I can't. Yeah, Richie, I know you're still. What about? Unfortunately, we're out of time here. So I'm just going to have to let this carry over until the next week. But we definitely want to hear from you guys.
So and for those who have
been
answer.
Exactly. And for those of you who have been rating and reviewing and subscribing to the podcast and sharing that with your friends, family, and loved ones. We really appreciate you, and cheers to an amazing 2017. We love you. Talk to you guys next time here on The Sound Off.
You just got dismantled. Thanks for listening to Reinvention Radio. For more information about the show and your host, Steve Olsher, visit reinventionradio.com.
You were born to do one amazing thing. But most people spend a lifetime trying to identify what it is. If you're in a job you don't like or are unemployed, if you're in a state of transition or just can't shake that nagging feeling that you were meant and made to do something extraordinary, then the Reinvention Workshop is exactly what you need. Led by award-winning self-help author Steve Olsher, the Reinvention Workshop will forever change your life. The Reinvention Workshop takes you step-by-step through Steve's proven formula that has helped so many people get on the right path and clear about what they were born to do. Take the first step to realizing the life you deserve and desire by visiting thereinventionworkshop.com today. No more delays. No more denial. Reconnect with your true self. Learn to live with purpose and conviction and become who you were born to be. The world is waiting for you. What are you waiting for? Log on to thereinventionworkshop.com today. That's thereinventionworkshop.com.